all of them remain my children, in spite of their long absence. Maybe it's fate that sent them away from us. Our piece of land is small, and it is no longer fertile, bleeding year after year and, like us, getting old and exhausted. Still, my husband and I work on this land. The soil is not difficult to till when there is a lot of rain. But in a bad year, it's not only the plows that break, but our hearts too. No, we too haven't changed much, but the village has. In what way? Only 10 years ago, you could barter for things, but now it's all cash. Years ago, you could ask your neighbors to help build your house, reap the rice, or dig a well. Now, they'll do it only if you have money to pay them. Plastic things replace village crafts. Men used to make things with bamboo pieces, but no longer. Plastic bags litter the village. Shops have sprung up, filled with colorful plastic things and goods we have no use for. The young go away to towns and cities, leaving us old people to work on the land. They think differently. I know, saying that the old are old-fashioned. All my life, I have never had to go to a hairdresser or to paint my lips or nails. These rough fingers and toes are for working in the mud of our rice fields, not for looking pretty.